This week, NPR's Morning Edition has been reporting on the secret history of chemical weapons tests during World War II. In the 1940s, 60,000 American soldiers were exposed to agents including mustard gas. Some of these tests were race-based, with different skin colors observed for different reaction. 70 years on, the Veterans Administration has been criticized for its mistreatment of permanently injured soldiers. WHYY's Todd Bookman sat down with an Army vet from Scranton, Pennsylvania, who volunteered for testing.
There's a working-class neighborhood in South Scranton that has hills steep like San Francisco's. At the top of one block, Walter Gantz, better known as Babe, holds court at his kitchen table.
Oh, my God. 11-1-24. That makes me ancient, 90 years young.
Gantz has spent most of his long life here in Scranton. He was in high school when the bombs fell on Pearl Harbor. Shortly after, he graduated, then enlisted, and began training as a combat medic. But before heading to Europe with the rest of the 95th Medical Battalion, Gantz was approached by his commanding officers.
They asked for volunteers. Of course, when you're 18, you're young and foolish, so you volunteer. But there it was a secret mission.
A five-week operation to take place in Bushnell, Florida. This was February 1944, and the Allied forces were testing protective equipment, like gas masks, clothing, and ointments. Chemical weapons were widespread in World War I. Gantz's own father was injured by them. There was fear they'd be used again. Part of his medical training involved chemical burns, so Walter knew full well what he was getting himself into. Still, the mission proved to have moments you couldn't prepare for.
There was a Canadian Halifax bomber. That bomber used to come overhead 200-300 feet above ground, and they would actually spray us with chemical agents. And you know, it's a funny thing, Todd. I heard that Halifax bomber for years and years. That just stayed with me, really.
Physically unharmed, Gantz would make it through that first month of tests. Then one evening, he and his fellow soldiers were sleeping in a field, two to a tent, when they were caught off guard.
And during the nighttime, they would set off these chemical bombs, and they explode these bombs. And the end result, Todd, was we were... The both of us was burnt.
A fog of mustard gas rolled through the area. Dime-sized blisters bubbled up on his lower legs and back. His eyes and lungs started stinging. His tentmate and others were more seriously hurt. An ambulance brought them to MacDill Air Force Base near Tampa. He couldn't call home, couldn't have visitors, but says it actually wasn't all bad.
They treated us royally. You know, the funny thing how... you remember things even after 70 years. But, you know, in them days, Todd, burlesque was very popular, okay? And there was a fan dancer, the most popular fan dancer in the country by the name of Sally Rand, okay? And she came and put on a show for us. Now, isn't that amazing? I can remember that. I don't remember too much about the hospital, but I remember Sally coming.
The Babe's wife of 65 years, Jean, sits across the table from us. She throws me a half smile. He didn't used to talk about these mustard gas tests with her or anyone for decades following the war.
If we were to say anything to anyone, okay, family included, that we would wind up in Fort Leavenworth, that's a prison. And of course, when you're young, you're very fearful of those things. And that's how it happened. So I kept mum all that time, really.
Gantz didn't suffer any long-term health effects, though several of his buddies did. It would take until the early 1990s when, under scrutiny, the VA finally promised compensation for the severely injured.
You know, the sad thing about it, the government actually turned their backs on us. They never followed up on as to how we were doing or anything like that.
He says he could have left that hospital in March of 44 and gone back to civilian life. Instead, he decided to put his medical training to good use in places like Holland, France, Belgium, and Germany.
In them days, you know, patriotism was a very big thing, you know what I mean? And so I decided to go back with the 95th, and I'm glad I did. I really am.
There's medals for his service, including a Bronze Star, framed inside Gantz's hilltop house. He says the 95th Battalion held reunions over the years, but that no one ever brought up the mustard gas tests. They swore an oath to their country, an oath none of them took lightly. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.